So we're going to make a podcast about watching Big Brother. That's how I'm starting it.
I bet this idea, I'm sure it exists already. Like, I bet there's about 100 podcasts dedicated to this. But the thing is, I don't care. I think we are going to do it better than anyone else.
I think it's an iconic programme that since it moved to Channel 5 and that, it became a joke when really the first 7 seasons are fucking glorious.
That's because Channel 5, like, when it gets to, like, 11 p.m, they start putting roulette on. They're not a channel, are they?
Babe Station.
Yeah.
I was doing a bit of research on Wikipedia.
Oh, fucking hell. Bod.
And...
Bodrick over here.
It came out 18th of July, the year 2000. That's pre-9/11. That's a different world.
I know. It's mad, isn't it?
When it first came out, did you watch the first series?
No, because when it first came out, you know, like, I would have been 10 years old, and it was such a sort of, like, a new thing. I couldn't really wrap my head around it, to be honest. Like, when it first came out, I was just like, what do you mean? So they just, like, sit in a house and you just watch it. I was like, I'm not watching that. I want to watch News Round. But yeah, a few years later, I was like, oh, I get it. I get it now.
When it first came on, I'm going to tell you an emotional and sad story right now.
Great way to start.
I lived in Northern Ireland for 3 years and I moved back to Yorkshire in the year 2000 in the start of summer, and I didn't really know anyone, and that's exactly when Big Brother started. And I just got mad obsessed with it because I had no friends.
So they became your friends?
They became my friends. Fucking Craig, Dirty Den, or Nasty Nick, or whatever his name is. I've forgotten his name.
Like, bloody hell, did you see what King has been up to?
No, but in the first series, them putting a 24-hour show on, like, you could just watch it. You could just watch them sleep. You could just watch them fucking walk around the garden feeding chickens and shit.
But that's how I preferred it. Like, no one is going to watch it all. But the thing is, it was good to have that option there of being able to tune in 24 hours a day. Like, that's genuinely exciting, isn't it?
Do you know that bit in The Truman Show where that guy's in the bath and he's just watching the TV and he's just always watching it? There's got to be loads of Big Brother fanatics. And that's probably the main reason why I want to make this podcast. Because I feel like there's people out there who 24/7 all in on Big Brother.
Definitely in those, like, real, like, glory seasons, like season 5 and 6. I sound really American, don't I, saying season?
I think for me, going in, season 7 was the peak, I think. That's the season where Brighton Pete won. That's the one that I think that had Nikki in it.
I know, but the thing is, when they started doing, like, the celebrity ones and stuff, they really revitalized the format, I think. Some of that was just groundbreaking, like, incredible, because no one had seen celebrities like that before. No one had seen them unedited, you know, and because their egos are so massive, it was almost like it was a car crash waiting to happen. Like, even very, very recently, some of those celebrity recent Big Brothers are phenomenal, and we should probably watch them too. Like, you know that clip of that woman versus Gemma Collins? That is amazing. That's what this format was created for.
It was the first time we've seen people who weren't very talented at anything just acting like absolute fucking jokes.
I'm looking forward to this first episode. In case people don't realize what we're doing, we're about to watch the very first episode of Big Brother UK ever. I can't remember any of the people from the first series of Big Brother.
I can remember Craig is, yeah, he's like a scouser. And then I think Bubble.
That sounds familiar.
Bubble is a guy, and he wore one of those sort of Kangol kind of Kevin and Perry hats.
Yeah.
And he was like, sort of, I'm called Bubble because I'm like quite eccentric. Do you know what I mean? I like go out, I'm a bit of a lad. Do you know what I mean? My mates call me Bubble. Do you know what I mean?
It's funny, like, you know, there's sort of like the ones that either get voted out quite early on or the ones that don't make a massive impact. But for some reason, like, some of those people have stuck with me. Like, there's one in one series, I think his name was, I can't remember his name, but what I do remember is I remember his entrance. I think his name might have been Marco. Let's pretend it was Marco. But I remember him coming in, and he's a gay man, a bald gay man, and he had a cowboy hat on. I just remember him going, he went, hi, my name's Marco, and I'm a sexual terrorist. And I've never been able to forget that. Also, I remember Eugene as well. Do you remember Eugene?
I'm not sure if I remember exactly who that is, just by name alone.
I'm going to make a Eugene fan site. I can't wait.
There's just so much to look forward to.
I agree. So should we just get on with it?
There's a couple more people I want to just remember.
All right, go on then.
There was someone who was like a white witch. She was one of the people who only lasted like a week or like 2 weeks, but she was like this mad fucking wicker, sort of walking around the garden, just doing like weird shit with her arms. Just sort of, do you know how you like, look at some of the people who got like crystal balls, you're like, you're making this up just as you go along. And then,
oh, you're gonna get some letters for that one.
And then there's one from the, like, delivered by owl or something. There's some crows outside my house. There's a guy Do you remember John Tickle?
No, I don't. I don't even know what that is.
He's the contestant who ended up going on to be a children's TV presenter.
Well, with a name like that, I mean.
Mr. Tickle. Yeah. He's a fucking Mr. Man. But he, of all the people, he's the one who carved out like a legitimate sort of like, he's just a person who does that now. Like, he's got a career out of it. At the end of each series, that's why I was saying we should do like a Where Are They Now? Because most of them are going to be quite boring, but there's got to be some quite interesting things. Like, do you remember S Club 7?
Yeah, of course I do.
If you ever look up what happened to Paul Cattermole, I mean, it's a sad story. One day there's going to be a film starring Tom Hanks, probably, about Paul Cattermole. But like, it's interesting to find out the sort of peaks and troughs of his post S Club 7 life, and I'm looking forward to finding out about like what Bubble has been up to since his Big Brother sort of bubble burst.
I like it when they go off to do sort of like very normal things and they just kind of like live their life. It's quite nice. It's almost like people who have gone into witness protection, and it's just like nice to know that they're okay. Like, I know that Nadia, like, I know that she like is a hairdresser now and that she just like is living pretty chill. I don't know what Mikosi's up to. probably some kind of like devilish scheme in order to get pregnant down the local swimming baths.
And imagine being at Kinga's first family Christmas after Big Brother.
Oh no, Kinga's brought the wine. No one drink it.
It's corked. This wine is corked. All right, so in this episode, are they going to introduce everyone? Are they going to be like, here's the, they're going to do a bit about them?
I hope so. I mean, this is apparently the launch show. This is the very first episode ever. I mean, this is from, just a shout out, this is from the YouTube channel, Ultimate Big Brother UK, 236 subscribers. It says, the first ever episode of Big Brother UK where 10 housemates enter the now famous house. Narrated by Marcus Bentley. Also, shout out to him.
I've got another good segment as well.
Yeah.
After each one, we can have a quick look at the YouTube comments.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Okay, shall we do it?
Yeah, I'm so ready for this one.
All right, so we'll do a 3, 2, 1 go. 3, 2, 1. They're in the house.
This is how the first episode starts.
Oh my god. So it said that they've already been in for 4 days.
How is this the launch show then?
Maybe it is the first episode. Maybe this is how it happened.
Maybe it's because it wasn't a big thing.
Yeah, maybe this is actually how it first started.
Everything used to be so low-key, didn't it? And this would never happen now.
I mean, there's a man fully naked up against a wall. And it's just straight away.
He's being frisked.
What a way to start a series.
Did they let all the housemates in at the same time? Or did they stagger it?
No, they let them all in at the same time, but they have one evening where they let them all in bit by bit. A bit like how when you introduce like a new dog into a house, right? You don't want to just like throw them all. Well, I don't know anyone who has this many dogs, but you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't just throw them all in the one room at once. Oh my God, there's a camera in the shower.
There's a camera in the shower?
They don't have... Is there a camera in the shower when they do it now?
I have no idea. I guess so. Oh, they've got intro now.
Oh, so it's just a teaser.
Oh, they've had 4 days to get some footage together for a little teaser. Look at these sort of Big Brother nerds.
Wow, they control the shower.
Yeah, so when it first started, they were much more about the sort of mechanism of the actual show rather than the contestants.
Well, it's because at first it was like very much trying to sell it as like a social experiment.
That was Craig there, the one who in the green shirt, he just got out. Look at her fucking mad 90s hair.
Nicola looks so of the time. She's like bald and like she's got like a little diamond. She's amazing. I like Nicola already.
Who are the people they roped in to applaud these people across this bridge?
It's their friends and family. No, it isn't.
Of course it is. Yeah, there it is. They got their friends and family to like, it's like they're going to space or something.
It does feel like Carl Pilkington on the camera there.
Do you remember when people used to protest the big, like they used to chuck stuff over the wall?
Yeah, but they weren't protesting, were they?
I think eventually they were.
What,
yeah.
Against their cruel treatment.
That's Craig, yeah, he's just going in there now with that green shirt.
Oh yeah, of course I remember Craig. So look, in the first series, they all just meet at once.
Yeah, they've all gone straight in. No fanfare, middle of the day. Do you know what I mean? It ended up becoming like a Saturday night thing.
It feels more like they've arrived at a Pontin chalet. Yeah.
They've immediately gone and ransacked the eggs from the chicken. That's the first thing they did. I bet there's some eggs in that chicken coop. I'm hungry for eggs. Is there someone dressed all in leather?
Of course, it's the year 2000.
These chickens are like, what the fuck is going on here? And yeah. Absolutely fucking pillaged.
Yeah, but Riggs, it's a metaphor.
Do you want an egg? So proud of himself. So now we've gone to Craig's house. He's doing a bit of background.
I love that. I love the intro because, you know, like now they do it so you have to send in your own sort of video.
Yeah.
Kind of like auditioning for Big Brother. Like, I think I should be on Big Brother because I'm crazy. Like that sort of thing. But back then it was more like a Stars in Their Eyes VT segment. Do you remember on Stars in Their Eyes where it'd be like, who are you going to be tonight? Well, let's watch this film and see if we can see the clues. And it's things like, I love to dance, but I love doing it on the ceiling. So who do we think Craig is going to be? He's fitting some roof tiles.
Men at Work.
Bob the Builder.
So the first thing they did when they went in the house, right, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they've been welcomed in the house by their family and that they're not going to see him again for possibly a week, yeah. Maybe two. What's the first thing you do when you go in there? You've never met any of these people. I mean, four of them went straight for the chicken coop to start just fucking getting eggs. But they're going to make just a giant sort of stranger omelette just to bond over. What would you do?
I mean, I would go and check the toilet.
To make sure there's no cameras, yeah, in there.
That would be my first thing.
I don't even know what my video would be if I was going to be Craig in this situation.
Well, let's do it. Let's pause. Riggs, I want you to do your Big Brother audition video. I'll be Big Brother, okay? Ready? Riggs, do you know how to make an omelette?
Well, I hope there's a chicken coop in there because I'm going to round up. As soon as I go in there, I'm going to round up about four or five people and we're just going to crack a few eggs. Crack a few eggs, make a few friends. That's my motto. Cracking eggs, making friends.
I like that. You're in.
Yes. What about you?
My name's Jen Ives and I'm a sexual terrorist. I'd say it like that as well, like Katie Price.
I'm here to play the game and I'm going to fucking win.
I don't take bullshit from anybody. I will headbutt a bitch.
Anyone touches my salad, they're fucking dead. This would be the worst bit, I think. Sharing a big bedroom with loads of strangers like you're in some fucking hostel.
Yeah.
Fuck, them beds are shit as well, aren't they? They look like their bed's at a theme hospital.
Yeah, they really zhuzhed it up in later years, didn't they? This is a fucking dump. This actually does look like a chalet in Pontins.
So we've got Caroline now. She's playing the saxophone. Fucking look at those trousers! The first thing she said was, I'm Caroline, people think I'm mad. She's just got a dildo out. On Channel 4! People aren't getting their dildos out in later seasons of Big Brother, are they?
Go on, Karen.
Is she Caroline or Karen?
She's Karen now.
So Big Brother have given them a basketball, but no means of playing sport at all. They haven't given them a hoop.
It's the first mind game, the first challenge. It's like, this will really screw with their heads. We'll leave them a basketball and no hoop.
Like it's fucking Castaway.
It's like bloody 1984, isn't it?
This will really blow their minds. So basically, they've made a basketball out of a bucket, a basketball hoop out of a bucket, and then realise that once it goes in the bucket, they can't get it out of the bucket.
They really didn't think it through, did they?
They're really getting shit done immediately. I'll just have a sit down. I'll get to know people. They're going straight in with the fucking chores. It's such forced activity they had to do for that first day, because this is only the first meal they're having together, and they've already fucking, like, harvested a chicken coop, done some gardening, and made a fucking basketball court. So they're playing a game to break the ice after the first meal. They're going to have to say a couple of things. One thing that's true about it. They're playing argumental.
Right, okay.
Oh, no, would I lie to you? What's the BBC show? Or whatever.
Yeah, so this is Nicholas that we're talking about.
Yeah, so his ones were, I went to school with Prince Edward.
Who's Prince Edward?
isn't there a Prince Edward?
I thought Prince Edward was like an old prince.
Maybe it's one of the lies.
Okay, oh, maybe.
I went to school with King Henry VIII. So he's saying, so one of these is a lie. So this is Nicholas. One of these things is a lie.
Yeah.
I went to school with Prince Edward.
Okay.
I shot a seagull or I've been shot by a sniper's bullet. I want you to tell me which one you think is the true one.
Okay, I think one of the shooting ones has to be true because you wouldn't make up two shooting ones, would you? So, unless you're a psychopath. So he's either been shot by a sniper's bullet or he's shot a seagull. Just from the screenshot of his face that I've got now, I reckon he shot a seagull.
Why would he choose that as the one thing about his life that he's going to share with these strangers?
I don't know.
I know what will really impress him. It's the most notable thing about him is he's shot a seagull. It has to be a humble brag about getting shot, because getting shot by a sniper's bullet is pretty cool, I guess.
Maybe they're related. Maybe they were the same day.
He got shot by a seagull. Maybe he got shot by a seagull sniper. So you're going seagull, I'm going sniper, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Big Brother got a thing about sitting people in large chairs, haven't they?
Yeah, this is where it started.
I think he's definitely been shot by a sniper. Someone's trying to take this cunt out.
So he went to school with Prince Edward?
So he did come up with two random shooting ones off the top of, like, as lies.
So that's where his head naturally goes. His imagination naturally goes to shooting.
Do you know what I think?
What?
I think he has shot a seagull.
I think he's undeniably shot a seagull.
And that's why he's added in the second shooting thing, because he's like, I don't want people to think I've shot a seagull, even though I really want to say on national TV that I shot a fucking seagull.
Yeah. My two lies are, I shot a seagull and I bludgeoned a seagull to death with a brick.
And he's got a t-shirt on which just says,
I fucking hate seagulls. All right, so we already know Nicholas's bag. He's a total seagull psychopath.
So fuck Nick is what we're saying straight off the bat.
Yeah, fuck Nick. I mean, I don't like seagulls either, but I wouldn't kill one with a gun. Yeah. You know, a seagull flew into my face in Brighton. Yeah, I was on Brighton Pier, and I had like a box of chips. You know, like you can get like a box of chips from those like little chip merchants at like the front of the pier, and I was walking along the pier and a seagull flew directly into my face, like it hit me in the nose. It was massive. Their wingspan is huge, so I can understand why someone would want to shoot one, but I wouldn't.
You're just saying, even though a seagull flew into your face, you still wouldn't have done it. You still wouldn't.
I wouldn't even entertain the thought of it. That's the main thing. This guy is a freak.
He's a fucking psycho. So far we've met Craig, Scouser Builder, always wearing a vest, loves his family. Yep. And then we've met Nick, who loves nothing more than being shit at football in his garden and shooting seagulls.
Yeah. Also, for a posho, like, public schoolboy, like, his garden is well shit.
It's so shit.
No, he reckons the smaller the garden, he's got, the less chance of seagulls.
He's the most landlocked of all the contestants. He just moved to the middle.
He's got his sniper rifle set up and he's... Smaller garden, more accuracy.
Look at Craig!
Craig has no tact. If that was the true one... So just for listeners at home, she said as one of her potential lies or truths...
Caroline,
yeah. Slash Karen. She said as one of her potential lies or truths that she was abducted and held captive for 8 weeks in someone's house.
And Craig was like, nope.
Yeah. Craig was like, nope. One of your family would have...
He sounds like someone who's abducted a fair amount of women.
Of all the women I've abducted, 6 weeks.
You better get used to them, because by the seventh week, they're gone. They're gone back to their lives. You know, make the most of you. Make the most of your kidnappings.
I really hope it's not that one that's true, but it would explain why she's on Big Brother.
Fucking the second story was harrowing as well.
What was the second one?
She was like, I got in a taxi with a guy who claimed to be a taxi driver, but he had a sawn-off shotgun in the glove compartment.
God.
These are all part of the same story. She's just telling it like it's fucking Memento, you know, that backwards film.
Well, let's find out. Let's hope that it's the night. What was the first one that she said? Oh, she's in the police.
First one, she'd been fucking kidnapped.
No. The first one is that she's a constable or something.
Oh, well, that's why all of us suffer about crime.
Yeah.
So she said, basically, I'm a police officer and here's two crimes that I can remember. And then the seagull guy's like, shit, they're onto me.
Which one was true?
Caroline didn't say.
She didn't say.
That's a cliffhanger. They chose the sawn-off shotgun story.
Yeah.
And she went, you're wrong. And then the other guy went, I played Nintendo with Prince William and Prince Harry.
And then everyone else just shut him down, went, no, he's gone for another Prince one.
That's what I said.
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah, because it's clearly a lie, isn't it? It's fucking Seagull Boys already used the prince. He can't be a fucking bunch of royal... Who are these fucking royal acquaintances who have gathered in this fucking mad film house?
Oh, that's confusing. I thought that voice was from Big Brother.
So we've got a new guy now, basically, who's one of his first story is he may have played computer games with some more princes.
What's his name?
He hasn't said yet. He just came straight in with that story. All three of his stories could have all happened at Buckingham Palace.
I could have done, yeah.
So he either played Nintendo with Prince Harry, Prince William, took part in a live sex show, and had sex with a man. That just sounds like episode three of that new Jeffrey Epstein documentary.
I am waiting for Prince Andrew to be mentioned. I had pizza with Prince Andrew in Woking.
Man, so which? I don't know what this guy's called, but what do you think is true out of those three things?
I think he's had sex with a man.
What a way to come out!
Yeah.
So sits his parents down. So I've got something important to tell you. I've either played Nintendo with Prince Harry, Prince William, been part of a live sex show.
That would be a great way to come out. Like, for any kids listening who are scared of coming out to their parents, what you should do is you should sit down with them and go, I've got three things to tell you, and one of them's true. One, I shot a seagull. Two, I've got a new friend and his name's Prince Andrew. Or three, I'm gay.
So now we've got Anna, who looks 90s as shit, and she said that she either used to be a stripper, used to be a nun, or used to be a ballerina.
I mean, I've seen Black Swan, and those things aren't mutually exclusive.
If you're asking me, she's the first one to go so far.
Do you reckon? Well, she's said, yeah, like three words. You're so judgmental, like so quick.
She definitely is not a stripper.
Right? Why?
Because she's either a nun or a fucking ballerina. I think she's look at her.
Well, the screenshot I have of her at the moment is the back of her head, so I can't see.
She looks a bit like Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
It is Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh, she did used to be a nun, and now she's got a nun hand puppet, and she makes skateboards.
Stop. It is Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
She's called Anna, and she fancies nuns. She's a skateboarding nun fancier. All right, yeah, she's back in. I think she's back in the house now. That's
in
cool.
Fleabag, she fancies a priest.
Ah, that's true.
So that it is Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
It's Phoebe Waller skateboarding bridge.
Okay, so Anna is Phoebe Waller-Bridge, but skateboarding. I like the fact that she said, this is one of my favourite rooms, the kitchen. I love cooking here.
Imagine if she was like, here we are in the downstairs toilet. I love cooking in here.
Darren is from Catford. That's exciting.
Yeah. Why is that exciting? No one listens to those who you are.
I'm from Catford. What do you reckon about that?
Have you ever seen Darren about? Is he a big... Does he ever open any sort of like... Does he ever open any shopping centres or anything in Catford?
Yeah, he's always down...
Does he switch on the Christmas lights?
He does. Every year. They still got him.
Darren from Big Brother 1. Everyone seems normal. And then they just say like... By the fourth sentence, they've all said something fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Like, so bad fucking Craig. He's just a fucking lad. He just seems like a fucking lad. All of a sudden, he's calling people out for not being kidnapped for long enough. Fucking Nicholas has clearly fucking just shot some birds. Yeah. Birds this time. Fucking Anna fancies fucking nuns and makes skateboards. Darren fucking eats his breakfast staring at his goldfish and just sort of fucking, this is going to be me. I'm going to be you.
I'm actually really worried about those chickens now. Oh no, I was talking more about like them getting shot potentially.
Oh fucking hell, I didn't even think about that. Was he the one who went straight for the birds? Do you know when they went in the house,
yeah,
and they were like eggs?
Yeah,
no, it was definitely Craig was there.
Craig went for the eggs, but I think Nicholas went for the birds.
He just, everyone else has got eggs and he just comes in with a full chicken by its feet. Oh, I misunderstood what we were doing.
The ultimate twist of this series would be that everyone gets evicted and the chicken wins.
Darren's in his house with his goldfish. I think contemplating being a goldfish in the Big Brother house.
I don't think this guy understands how a fish tank works. He just said, he went, he's looking at his goldfish and he went, wow, in a couple of weeks I'm going to be like them, right? And he went, because I can see them, but they can't see me. It's glass.
It's going to be like me being on Big Brother. Everyone's going to be staring at me, but I can't see them.
Darren's got a denim baseball cap on. Look at him. I wonder when he's in the house now. Is he like, do you remember that thing I thought the other day about the goldfish? I was right, you know. I was right about that.
He's just obsessed with it. When he comes out, he's just like to his kids, did I look like a goldfish? Did Daddy look like a goldfish?
They can see me, but I can't see them. How are they doing Reiki already? Is there a Reiki teacher?
Day two, and he's already got his hands on it. You know, with Reiki, you're not supposed to touch.
What's Darren doing? Darren doesn't know Reiki. You can't just fucking get involved, can you? Can I have a go? So what if I put my hand here? Is this being spiritual? Oh, they think it's weird that they're doing Reiki in a communal area.
It is weird.
I'm on their side. They're making clay pots, trying to win the fucking challenge, and he's over here pretending that he knows Reiki with Darren's fucking Darren's hand fucking getting in the way.
I'm sorry. Whose idea was it to do pottery throwdown on the second day?
Clay just everywhere. I can tell Darren's going to be a bit of a player. I think. Do you know what I mean? He couldn't keep his hands off that Reiki session, and now he's fucking lying down on the lawn with two other people. When you meet a stranger and they say, don't worry, you know, you won't be able to offend me. That is such a minefield.
Yeah, for definite. I won't be offended.
So Darren's basically sat on the grass and went, do you mind if I just tell you this? I think you really look like Tara Palmer Tomkinson.
That's not a bad... I'm going to Google Tara Palmer Tomkinson because I can't even remember what she looks like. Tara Palmer Tomkinson. Tara. Oh, she does look a bit like her, actually.
Okay, so he's hit the nail on the fucking head there, is he?
She was an English socialite and television personality. Whenever I read the term English socialite now, I just instantly think of Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, really? Because they say that a lot about her.
It's kind of what she is. She'd be great in the Big Brother house, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she'd be... I mean, it's completely morally wrong to have her in the house.
Anna has just confessed to the house that she is, in fact, a lesbian. And everyone seems pretty shook, didn't they?
Like, yeah. And like also, Darren is... He's going hands-on.
Darren is so handsy. Like, I told you, like, early on, that like, he is just, like, the handyman.
Because in two different scenes now, he just helped someone get over a sofa by the tits, basically. And he was getting all involved in that Reiki thing a second ago. He's all about the hands.
You do see that sometimes, though, in social scenarios. Like, sometimes, like, I remember in school or whatever, like, you'd start a new year or whatever, and you'd see that like the people who just naturally seem to pair up, like it happens very quickly sometimes. It's like they and it does start with like little hugs and stuff like that, and then
so you think Darren and Tara Palmer Tomkinson, who I can't remember her actual name,
it doesn't matter, she's Tara now.
Tara.
I think as soon as he put on that denim cap, she was like
and she started wearing all these this feathered coat, this yeah. fucking mad feathered coat with like a fucking just thimble on her head. I don't know what she fucking looks like.
And he was like, Tara, listen, I want you to be my second goldfish.
I hope he does tell her the goldfish analogy like in a couple of weeks in the jacuzzi.
Don't you just feel like a goldfish though?
He's been thinking about this for weeks. When I drop this, it's going to be fucking amazing TV. Caroline?
Yeah.
That's why she's gay. She's given up pop. I think that I've heard, like, in the past, I've heard people talk like that before, like, quite openly.
Yeah, yeah, it's very common.
They've given up hope!
Especially around the year 2000. Like, you have to remember how long ago this actually is now. It's like 20 years ago, isn't it?
It's just pre-9/11, isn't it? That's how I look at the world.
Oh my God, is that how this series ends?
We've given up hope!
Everyone's a lesbian.
Fuck it, I think I'm gonna fall out with Caroline, you know.
Pause. Pause.
I knew you were gonna say pause.
So come on, just give some context, Riggs, because we're going to have to explain everything.
He just said, just judging by looks of, like, I can't remember, I don't know which one said it. I think we haven't met him yet.
Well, let's set the scene, because people can't see it.
Okay, they're in bed with a fucking weird, stripy, block-coloured, like, weird 90s sleeping bag. And they're just talking across the room.
Having a guys chat, guys chat.
And he said, judging by looks alone, if you had to guess which one was the rug muncher, which one would you... I wouldn't have thought it would necessarily have been her. I thought it would have been that fit one with the blonde hair.
I've read a lot of issues of Nuts, and I think...
He's the kind of person that would be like, I'd love it if my girlfriend was a lesbian. Do you know what I mean? Just like, you know, two women for me. Anna is so Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It's unbelievable. That fucking rug muncher.
She'll start talking directly to the camera in a minute.
Yeah.
I am a bit of a rug muncher, actually.
I'd have preferred if you said that to my face. Who are they talking about who hasn't got sex appeal?
Darren.
Really? I don't think it's because he wore that denim hat all day on day two. That was such a bad decision.
Not for the year 2000. Year 2000 was a status symbol.
I was wearing a denim hat in the year 2000 and I was 12. I love it if Darren made that hat himself, you know. Out of his jeans. It's got on jeans. Hat shaped hole at the back. It's the part two of the rug muncher lads chat.
Yeah.
They're still in bed. We still haven't met this guy. I don't know which guy it is who's saying this, but I can't wait till we fucking see his fucking home video or whatever. But you know, it's clay day. They're making clay crockery to win a challenge.
Yeah.
He's like, for a laugh, right? Why don't we mould just a big giant penis out of clay and just stick it on the girl's door? These are adult men.
No, it's a great idea. I mean, it's a surefire way to...
It's human nature, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what's been done for centuries, eons even.
Do you think they're setting this up for the actual thing that's about to happen?
I don't know. I think Big Brother knew all along that this was what was going to happen. I think that's when they introduced clay into the house, they knew that it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, too early for clay. Never clay with strangers.
So in this first series, there hasn't been any talk from Big Brother, has there?
Not yet, no.
Like, hello, this is Big Brother.
They must have done it for the clay thing, because they fucking dropped off loads of stuff clay, I suppose.
But not a lot of diary room action either. Like, no. Just like, it's all very like basic.
Maybe,
isn't it?
Maybe, and in the first bit, they didn't realise how popular that sort of diary room thing would be.
Yeah, and that's true.
And then when it starts to become, people start having breakdowns in the diary room, then they're like, fuck, we should focus more on the fucking diary room because that shit is fucking fire.
There was a time period around this time when every reality show had some kind of diary room. There was always a place to go to vent your thoughts.
Yeah, like Shipwreck one was like some sort of fucking outdoor little shed toilet or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you ready to find out if they're going to do this clay penis? Right, what? Take a vote. Clay penis or no clay penis? Are they going to do it or not?
I think the majority of the guys seem like very progressive, sensitive guys. So
I think that just the guy saying it is going to do the clay penis.
Yeah, I was just joking. I think they're most definitely going to be a clay penis.
If they don't do it, I think that Big Brother should have snuck in and done a clay penis while they're all asleep.
Okay. I think the girls will do a clay penis.
Yeah, just a fucking big clay vagina on the boy's door. So he's left to go and do the clay penis straight away. That's fucking... This is fucking amazing.
Can't even wait till the morning. He's leapt out of bed. He's getting it all ready.
They're not even asleep.
This is not a midnight activity.
They're not even asleep. The girls. So he's going to do it. This is really risky behaviour. Plus, they've come to help him. It's going to say a lot about their egos, what this penis looks like, don't you think? I'd put a really weird bit on and be like, what? They'd be like, what's that? He'd be like, do you not have one of those? I thought everyone had one of those. Just like an extra bit. I've become known as the extra bit guy. Caroline's going to be like, someone's putting a clay fake penis on the door. I can sense it. They're going to get caught, aren't they? They're clearly going to get caught.
Yeah.
They're just doing it in the evening. Imagine how little they had to talk about that they've immediately resorted to clay penis on the fucking girl's door. Right, we talked about the rug muncher. Right, next step, penis.
Oh, they've just left it outside the door.
I suppose they would have to bake it onto the door, and that's too much, isn't it? It's like they've done a dirty protest on day two. I thought that they were going to... So all they've talked about, they've gone into the bedroom and they've gone, look, I didn't think she was a lesbian because she's not even fit. All right, it's what he said. Right, and now I'm bored, so let's put a clay penis. But I thought they were going to stick it to the door, which is a much better idea. But they've just left it in a bag like it's a fucking, as I said before, like a fucking dirty protest outside the girl's room.
I mean, they didn't even try to put it on the door, did they?
We didn't even get to see the penis. I think that's fucking terrible.
Shall we write in to Channel 4 and complain?
About not seeing the penis in the first
20 years ago. The letter just got there. Well, did you hear what the narrator just said? Every member of the house earns £1.50 for every something that they do. It's like a prison. It's like prison.
Yeah, and they only get 1 hour of water every day.
But they're earning money in there.
Yeah, but I mean, they can only spend it on their groceries. But that's just, it is like prison, yeah. But I suppose they do sign up for that.
But I didn't know they earned money. I didn't know that was I didn't know there was an economy.
Yeah, and then, yeah, so they earn money and then they give them the list of items on the shopping list and it adds extra tension because they've only got a certain budget, which they earn.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they do the shopping list, there's people being like, actually, I want a bottle of Lambrini. And they're like, you can't. We've already got 3 bottles of Lambrini on there. And they're like, oh, I want a fucking another one. Do you know what I mean? This is,
oh, yeah.
Obviously, I'm talking about Kinga later on. But like, but then they've got luxury items that they can all buy, I guess, for like a reduced price. It's not going to be like with VAT added or like any of that kind of shit, is it? I remember the shopping list causing quite a lot of contention. And we'll find out all about that in future episodes.
I do remember the shopping list things, but I couldn't remember how they...
Worked it out.
Yeah, how they get money for it.
Darren's just walking around in his fucking pants. Look, no one else, everyone else is fully dressed.
Yeah.
And he's just cooking in his fucking white pants and white boxer shorts on your first time on TV. It's quite a fucking brave move, I think.
At least they're not denim.
That'd be so funny. Imagine if he's wearing his denim hat and pants and that's it. White short. I would never wear white pants on fucking TV. That's asking for trouble, isn't it? Just so we can remember like how far we've come and, you know, where we've come from. The traditional look for women in Bolton in the year 2000 was shell suits and high heels.
Is that what she said?
I don't know. I think she has shell suits, big earrings and high heels.
I mean, that is a look. I mean, that is something that you see now.
Maybe up in Catford, mate.
That's how, like, you would expect, like, if you saw, Cheryl Cole.
Shell suit and high heels. I used to have a mate who used to wear trackies and brogues. And that's the same look, isn't it? Aren't high heels like fashion, like you wear them with fancy shit, like dresses, isn't it?
I mean, you can, but fashion changes, doesn't it? It changes.
Maybe not in Bolton. I think if you went to Bolton now, then this is to be what's happening.
Have you been to Bolton?
No, but let's let Nicola show us around Bolton.
She believes in fairies.
That's the first time that someone said that they want to go into Big Brother house to be famous. And to be honest, no idea who fucking Nicola is.
did she say that?
She said the reason why I want to go into the Big Brother house is to be famous.
But to be fair to her, like, this is the first series. She had no idea what could be achieved.
Oh, she is trying to get famous, isn't she? Fucking hell.
Lesbians love doing that. They love covering themselves in clay and squishing themselves against a wall.
Why would naked body art be in the first week? I just don't get it. Like, obviously, it's kind of desperate as fuck, isn't it?
It's like the first 3 days, to be honest.
They're too excited. That looks nothing like a person, Ava. It looks like someone shit on a wall. I'm just going to say that straight out of the fucking bat. There's some brown blobs on the wall. And Anna and Caroline and Fleabag, oh, that's Anna, and just gathered around Nicola going, gosh, it's amazing. This is fucking amazing.
Have you seen that film Hunger?
I don't know.
It's a film about an IRA...
Oh, it's about... I know the real story, yeah.
Yeah, and he's locked in a jail cell for ages, and he goes on a hunger strike.
Yeah.
But there's a scene in it where he shits and smears it all over the prison cell.
Yeah.
And that's what this reminds me of. It's like, but they're only on day three. But
imagine
three.
Two people stood next to that guy being like, "This is amazing."
I mean, it doesn't. It's not. It doesn't exactly look like a. It's not. It's not a Damien Hirst, is it?
It's a Nicola from Bolton.
to be fair, clay isn't the best material for body printing.
No, but it is the best thing to do on day three when you want to get famous naked in a fucking house.
True, yeah. Because everyone's right. always talking about who remembers when Nicola. There's classic Big Brother moments. Who remembers when Nicola pressed her naked body against the blue wall with the clay smeared all over it?
Oh man, I'm certainly going to remember this moment from now on, and anyone who listens to this, it's going to be great.
I feel like this is probably the point where the producers are like realizing that they're onto something here.
Oh, they've abandoned the clay. Basically, they've been like, Nicola's naked in there, so they've all gone in. Of course they've come in. This is what Nicola wants. Who's that, Craig? He's always got his vest on, isn't he, Craig?
Yeah, well, you never know when a wall is going to need grouting.
Craig is just going for it, man. You gotta have confidence in your fucking crotch area if you're gonna go straight away like that in front of all these other lads, didn't you?
Meanwhile, someone's just playing a saxophone in the garden.
Why is she not getting involved? This is fucking ludicrous. It's amazing. And some sad guy's just like, I'm not getting my knob out. Don't make me get my knob out. I'm just gonna keep making clay pots. I would be out of my depth if I was in this house.
Do you think that they are remembering that they're on television, or do you think they just don't care?
Nicola, for sure. Who started this whole shenanigans off.
Nicola and Craig are really close, aren't they, physically?
Well, he's holding her whilst they shower naked.
I know. And she was pressed up against him naked.
He may as well just fuck in the shower at this point. Oh, it looks like they've shit on the wall. I'm sorry. This is episode one, man. This season's gonna get fucking out of control. There's been fucking people shooting seagulls. There's been fucking people putting clay cocks on in the women's dorm. They're shaving an already bald person at this point. She's the last person they need to shave.
It's Sodom and Gomorrah.
People have just fucking... Society's broken down.
In 3 days.
It's so much sexual tension, isn't there? Everything that everyone does is to do with shagging.
Yeah.
Every single time anyone touches anyone or talks to anyone is to do with shagging. Some of these people, I feel like Melanie, you know, the one with the sort of, with this curly hair?
Yeah.
I feel like she is a bit like, what the fuck is everyone doing?
Yeah.
But she's like the only one, really. And there's a couple of the guys, maybe they come with the older sort of men, who are a bit like, haven't got their knobs out, or haven't shaved their heads already. Do you know what I mean? They're just doing the task.
It's gone Lord of the Flies very quickly.
Oh, they're just fucking savages as well. There's hair all over the fucking floor. There's clay on the walls. We've seen directly up Nicola's arsehole. Day three. Oh, the first eviction. They're talking about the first eviction.
Well, this is even before they figured out the word eviction. He said ejection.
He did say ejection. Yeah, maybe they're just going to launch him over the wall. I think, is that Nick? Is that fucking dirt nasty Nick?
It must be.
So he hasn't said much so far, but I'm pretty sure that there's a guy, gold glasses, is a bit older. We did watch his, oh, that's Nick, that's the seagull guy! That's nasty Nick!
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't even make that connection. He definitely shot a seagull.
Oh, at least one.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't bring seagulls in as his item just so he could shoot them in the house. Fucking nasty Nick. We're going to get to watch all that whole saga. Fuck. Nasty fucking Nick. He was fucking vilified by the press. Just that guy.
Yeah.
He looking like he's fucking out of the Matrix or something with those glasses on.
Nasty Neo.
Darren, don't you know who you're talking to? Fucking Dirty Den or whatever.
Dirty Den.
Yeah. Mucky Michael or fucking Sloppy Steve. I think Melanie fancies Darren and he's pissed off. And she's a bit annoyed that everyone else fancies Darren. So, Nyx, we get to watch this with hindsight as well, because most people probably didn't go back and watch this. So, what can you remember what it is that he did?
No. I think I think he was just a bit nasty to people, and then didn't he like break out or something?
Yeah, but he was the one who was like playing the game, as it were, like straight away.
Yeah.
So I think that when we watch his conversations, we'll be able to be like, oh, fuck, he's like...
I just say, it's kind of irrelevant, but Nick looks a bit like Michael Fabry.
A little bit, yeah.
But Nick's the kind of person that when someone goes, he'd be like, do you think that she should really have said that? And like makes people overthink about stuff and like twists it around and that. Because he just... Who got called a drug dealer in that
bit? Darren, I think.
So Nick implied that Melanie was saying that Darren looked like or was a drug dealer.
Something like that.
Anyway, Nick's playing games. That's all we need to know. So Nicola's fucking extra bold now. But she's got her clothes back on and she's not covered in clay anymore. And Caroline's massaging her head. It's fucking Bald City over there, isn't it?
There's so much baldness now, I've lost track of who's who.
Fucking egghead corner. A bit of Big Brother admin. I feel like after Dirty Den, what the fuck are you saying that? Nasty Nick. After that, because he stirred up everyone, got everyone to, and then tried to convince people to vote for other people and stuff like that. I feel like you weren't allowed to discuss your nominations in group, in like with anyone. Yeah. And you'll get called to the diary room.
Get in trouble,
and they'll tell you off
like,
for it.
Nick, could you please come to the diary room?
Yeah. And he's like, I wasn't! Yeah. I wasn't! We're talking about something else! We're like, we're watching you with 300,000 cameras, Nick. And you're
We saw you in the toilet.
But yeah, so this is before. This Nick's just gone straight in with the fucking, I think you should vote Sadie out.
They've only been in for 48 hours, apparently, they actually said. It wasn't even 3 days. It's like nearly 3 days. And Nick is coming at it like he... has seen Big Brother before. Maybe he has. Do you know Big Brother? Was it a... It's not a British creation, is it? Or is it?
Yeah. The first... Well, this is the first...
Ever.
One, like, aired on... Yeah.
So it wasn't, like, borrowed from a foreign...
No, but they pretty much... pretty much every country's had their own version.
Oh, no, I know. But I was just wondering if it was our creation.
I'm sure it's the first one, yeah. But, I mean, imagine if it turned out that he worked for, like, Channel 4.
I mean, he seems sleazy enough.
Oh shit, is he going to get reprimanded for it now? So Nick's just being called to the diary room after discussing with Melanie who she would vote out. This is a milestone moment. Fabry's got the first the first diary room. He looks evil. It's like looking at an old picture of Ian Huntley or something. That purple chair as well, Jesus Christ. Oh, I can't wait till they all start piling in the diary room together. Is that a bottle of Strongbow on the table?
Looks like it.
Oh shit, toilet paper, it's fucking coronavirus all over
There's
again.
Nothing more year 2000 than a big 3 litre bottle of Strongbow, is there?
Is that Craig? So he was the one, rug muncher guy, the clay penis guy. That was him, he was the one who instigated all that stuff. It's funny that he would have been cancelled in episode 1 of Big Brother if it was around now, but he ended up going on to win this
Yeah, he's already slapped someone's bum.
And he got his penis out and got fucking done up the ass by Nicola. And just think... Nasty Nick got evicted from when he got fucking kicked out of the house or whatever. He started doing his open mic stand-up comedy career in Brighton at around 2003, and now he's been gigging for like fucking 17 years. Professional comedian Michael Fabry.
I thought you were being serious then for a sec. I was thinking, wow, that's cool. I didn't know he was doing stand-up comedy.
That was fucking incredible. There's so many bits in that. Just the fact that whole clay thing is just mental to do when you don't know anyone in the house. The clay was a touch of genius from the Big Brother fucking team there.
Shall we look at the comments?
It's so funny, right? So the third comment down, Logie Bear said, and nobody knew what this innocent show would become. Right, innocent show. Did he watch the episode?
Thanks for the input, Logie Bear.
So many contentious things happened that would not...
It's a shame. It started out as quite an interesting social experiment, but turned into a way for chavs and lowlives to get onto telly.
Look at this one. If Big Brother did came back, I hope they do a modern version of the first series.
What, like a remake?
That's what they all are.
They want like a scripted, like straight remake of it. Directed by Michael Haneke, like Funny Games, just an exact shot-for-shot remake. Although I do agree with this comment. This show died when Channel 5 got its hands on it and it stopped the 24-hour streaming. Can't believe the cash for winning is still the same. Piss poor audio. It's from a VHS in the year 2000. Be grateful it exists.
Okay, chickens. Wow, this is so different.
Again, agree.
Someone's claimed that 2000 to 2010 were the good years of the show. I feel like it did peak in season 7. So mine is 2000 to 2007.
We'll see, won't we, when we get there in like 1,000 episodes time.
Fucking 10 years time or whatever. It is mad how little... Because I remember when I first started watching it, then not everyone knew what it was. Like, I had to explain what it was when I was talking about it to some people.
Listen to this comment. Reading Ben Elton's Dead Famous, so felt the need to do some research. Is this really entertaining? Yes, yes it is. What are you on about?
So Ben Elton's been slagging off Original Big Brother in his book, has he?
It's more bloody entertaining. I mean,
I spend all my time writing, but they just put people in a house and they just cover themselves in clay and fucking put their penises on each other and, you know, fucking shoot seagulls and that. And I'm fucking bunch of rug munchers and I'm writing plays. Do you know what I mean? And I'm trying to get people to buy tickets. It's bloody...
It's more entertaining than Upstart Crow.
But yeah, I mean, off the back of that, there wasn't many people that I fucking particularly liked.
This is a pretty astute comment, I think. 13 years and God knows how much money spent, and the point of Big Brother experiment is summed up in the first episode. The girls try to psychoanalytically deconstruct the feeling in the house while the boys make a giant clay cock.
That sums up. That is fucking true, perfect, isn't it? That just sums up the... And that was a brazen time to do it. That's the kind of thing where you expect them to at least have the infrared cameras on, you know what I mean? And like to do it just after dinner is kind of mad.
This looks like an open university educational program compared to today's degeneracy.
that's the kind of person that would be like Xboxes in prisons.
Channel 4 took risks. Channel 5 made things shit.
But originally Channel 5 took risks,
what?
I think.
Milkshake.
Just by being a new channel. It's quite
risky. Their famous Milkshake was the riskiest program of them all. Oh, I like this comment. Ready?
Yeah.
I bet Sada is transgender, very manly physique and shape.
How do you always find these comments?
It's just there, just... It's because it's
have
because,
you got a different YouTube?
Yeah, I've got trans
me.
YouTube. It's just because that's just what's there. There's always one. That I think that might have been the first ever transvestigation.
Yeah, maybe. That is fucking terrible though, isn't it? Jesus
Poor Sada.
Christ. I wonder how I would have felt, like, you know, just the way that he was just like, she could, there's no way I would have expected that she would be the rug muncher. She's not even attractive. And that how none of the other lads, and I know there's dickheads now, but I mean, none of the lads were like, don't think you should be saying that. I feel like I don't know, like, it's just weird how times, like 20 years ago, you'd be like, it's fine to say that or whatever.
It's totally in the past. Like, 20 years is such a long time. It really does feel, I mean, it's weird, isn't it? It's because I think because we were old enough to be able to remember the 2000s, it doesn't feel like that long ago, but actually in terms of sensibility and things like fashion and camera quality and all the things that we associate with like historical documents, like it does feel like the past a lot.
I suppose if we were watching it, if this was like now, how long, well, I don't know, but how long ago this is when this came out is the same as like 1980. Did that make sense what I just said?
Yeah, no, it does make sense.
Okay. Yeah, but
if we think about ourselves then and we thought about the 80s then, that's how we feel about this now.
We're really fucking summing this up well.
I think there was also a beautiful metaphor in that first episode as well.
Yeah,
because at first when they go in, they go straight for the eggs and they show Craig holding all these eggs, right? And then one of the last shots of the episode is all of them sitting around with bald heads.
If Craig was just cradling them at the end, well, that'd
be good, the end is built into the beginning, Riggs. That's storytelling 101.
But you can sort of tell. You can kind of tell how he thinks things are gonna go. Anna's just gonna fucking lesbian it up in there. She's already had her hands all over Nicola's fucking naked ass while she was doing clay art on the wall. Nicola's got her head shaved twice.
Being in there. Double shaved.
Caroline is gonna fuck some people. So one of the things that people always say about the old Big Brother and why it's better than what happened to as it became more popular is they used to have that psychology episode, Noah, but they did stop doing it. I can't remember if they just did it just for this one or they kept it going for a couple of seasons. But I remember that being a really good part of it. Like, it was like for an hour's show, like every Friday night, like before the main show, they'll do the psychology show. I don't know if you remember.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, but that was like the whole thing. It was like they were, and then they had a psychologist sit down and they would discuss, like, you know, the different relationships between the people and that. Didn't spot any of the nasty Nick's
no
like weirdness until it came out. That still came out as a big shock for to all these psychologists who are watching the program. But everyone said that that's the reason why the program is good. But I feel like they've not watched it properly, because I think that the reason why the program is good was because within 2 days of meeting a whole bunch of strangers, Nicola's got herself completely naked, covered herself head to toe in clay with a fucking and just fucking covered her naked body all over the fucking.
Yeah,
that's what we're coming here to watch.
I like the fact that they used to have like a psychologist moment after the show, but then after a certain point they went, I'll just get Russell Brand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And Davina McCall.
Oh, Davina McCall's a legend. I can't believe she's not even in this. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, good point. When did she suck? When did she come into it?
Must have been the second series or something.
And is it the same narrator? Someone was implying in the comments that the narrator was the same guy with a different act. Like, he just didn't pronounce his accent as much.
No, it's a different guy. I think we should invite people to perhaps watch along with us as well. Refamiliarize yourself with Big Brother. Just go on YouTube and type Big Brother UK full episode series 1, and
you'll we'll get... I'll put a link in the description.
There's a lovely playlist that has all of them in it, which is nice.
We're not affiliated with Big Brother or Channel 4 in any way.
Well, you're not.
Well, who are you? Fucking Bocozy in disguise.
Yeah, I'm Bocozy.
But yeah, well, I mean, if you have listened to this, this is, I don't know when we're putting this out, but we're still in like a sort of lockdown situation, and obviously people have coped with it in different ways, and that was one of the most fun things I've ever watched in my fucking life. I forgot how great it was.
And this podcast, like, it's just kind of like on a whim, really. Like, we're not trying to do anything big of it, are we? We just want to watch Big Brother again. We just want to watch it from start to finish. So we thought, well, we might as well drag you into it as well. Have some, like, do it, like, because it's the modern age, isn't it? And much like Big Brother, what's the point of doing something unless you're being observed?
Plus, we get everyone just, I feel like, and everyone who's of our generation they just know about Big Brother, do you know what I mean? They probably, even if they fucking hate it, and there's some people who are like, fucking fuck Big Brother, they still have heard of like Jade Goody, and they still have heard of, like, you know, they still have opinions on, especially the celebrity one.
Yeah.
And so it's just fucking...
Do you remember though, like, I think it's really interesting that, like, when Big Brother first came out, there was the kind of conversations being had that you have today about reality TV, about it being trash, or about it being like a non-program, or like, why do people watch this, etc. And over time, because Big Brother has been around for so long, people don't talk about it like that anymore. Big Brother, Big Brother does have a cultural cachet, does have like a respect, doesn't it? It's like people don't even... I mean, obviously it is reality TV, but people don't think of it as reality TV in the way that reality TV is now. Do you know what I mean?
I think that Big Brother had, like, it reached success that none of the follow-ups... especially British reality TV, has always been in Big Brother's shadow, I think. Like, what's the most... In America, they've got things like the Kardashians, and that's probably the most famous one.
Yeah.
But I mean, and then they've got the same thing. They've got loads of spin-off shows like Jersey Shore or whatever, who are never going to be. They're all in its shadow, and I feel like every reality TV show after this is always going to be in this fucking shadow. And you can tell just by how long it lasted for and how sort of popular it was for such a like sustained amount of time.
Yeah, and it was a real like. I mean, like before the internet properly. I mean, the internet was around, but before the internet in its current incarnation, like, it really was the thing that everybody was talking about. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, it was so exciting.
Yeah, that, like, people don't have as many like sort of water cooler moments, because as soon as they watch something, they share it immediately online, as opposed to keeping the information and like being like, I can't wait to talk to people about this tomorrow, sort of thing.
And getting to know the characters and have them like stuck in your mind, because the thing is, like, what was the last thing that was like, probably like Tiger King, right, where everybody like really went mad for Tiger King, but because everybody watched it within a day and a half, it was pretty much just like, oh, what's next kind of thing. But Big Brother would be like a running thing for like a month or so.
But like it was groundbreaking as fuck. I mean, I started saying it before, but like just having normal people being filmed in like this fucking weird house for 24 hours a day, anyone can tune in. Like you could be like a fucking murderer watching it in prison, or do you know what I mean? Something like that. It's just weird. It's like groundbreaking as fuck. And they haven't really done another 24 hour being filmed show after this.
It's brilliant as well. Now that I think about it, there's a certain amount of genius to it in the sense that. So one of the things that I didn't really like in the later series is when Big Brother would get too involved. Like what I mean is like where they would make people do things that are a little bit too elaborate. Like whenever they have to like do some kind of task that goes on for ages, right? Where they will have to like, I don't know, stand on one foot for the day or something like that, right? That always used to annoy me, because what is so much more entertaining about it is just having one small variable that they change in the house and then seeing how much drama it just creates from a snowball effect.
Yeah, all they've done is give them clay.
Exactly, that's all they did.
And they've got three different scenarios from there, like all of them penis-based.
Yeah, well, obviously, but yeah, it just snowballed, didn't it? It's just like cause and effect. It's amazing. I love it.
I mean, it probably went on longer than it should have done, Big Brother.
Yeah, but I just love the idea of, like, it's such a risky thing to do as well. I love this could have been the most boring season of television ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it would never have got renewed. It would have never, like, if nothing had happened for the 60 days or whatever.
Yeah.
It just would have been a disaster. But no, like, they relied on the fact that people are intrinsically nuts. So.
And plus they picked people who, they picked a fucking someone who's got a nun fetish. They've picked a fucking guy who's
fucking
nasty. I wonder if they knew about that fucking Nick guy going in. I mean, there's a chance that he could have even been like, they could have been like, you seem like you could get away with this, just go in there and just try and be the fucking wild card. Just go in there and try and fuck
him
up.
I'm sure there's a bit of that going on. Yeah, particularly after this series, like someone like Mikosi, like there's no way that she was not picked for antagonizing people.
I can't wait for that. That's in like 200 episodes.
I know. I can't wait to hear about the sexual terrorist.
Do you know Kingish was only in the house for like fucking 3 weeks or less.
That's
than
extraordinary
that.
Because God, what an impact. Like honestly,
what a fucking impact.
Like unforgettable. That name will never leave my mind. I bet on my deathbed that'll be what pops into my head right before I die.
I feel like they add people in, like, because they're going to evict a couple of people, but there's only 10 people. But I feel like at some point there's going to be more than 10 people.
I just thought of a great T-shirt. On the front, it just says, one man, one jar, ? And on the back, it just says, Kinga.
Cool. Well, you can check them out at Jen Ives' fucking merch store. At
the implication being that she's the OG and, like... You shouldn't be shocked by one man, one jar.
I think one man, one jar came first, but I think...
I get what you...
Of course it did.
No, it didn't.
Pretty Kinga. People have been shoving jam drops up their ass for fucking millennia.
Not on national television.
He wasn't on national television.
What, Big Brother was?
No, but the one man, one jar. You think he was like fucking being interviewed by Philip Schofield at the time or something?
One man, one jar was Channel 5's launch program.
We're going to introduce the Spice Girls, but like hosted by One Man, One Jar.
Yeah.
He's a man, and here's his jar. It's one man, one jar.
He's just got like a late night show like Jonathan Ross.
It's like a ventriloquist, but with a jar instead of a puppet. He calls me man. I call him jar. We are man in a jar.
Stop misbehaving, jar, or you'll go back in your anus.
Like it's sort of reverse kangaroo. You know, we're just having fucking fun, isn't we? My name's Riggs. I'm a comedian from Brighton. I'm on Twitter at Jokes with Riggs. That's Jen Ives.
Go on jenives.net. http://www.jenives.net.
Come back next week to see if Nicola gets a fucking vagina out, covers it in clay, and rubs it on anyone else.
Bye.
Bye.